Morning, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of this podcast. Does not have an intro yet, but y'all keep returning back for something. So, thank you very much. I mean, we bigger than the intro, man. We don't need an intro right now. It's Tay. It's P. We the only host of this podcast, but happy,
what's today? Tuesday,
yeah.
Damn.
19th, September 19th, 2023. I'm still here. We still here.
It was just September 1st. Like, yeah. Think about a month almost over.
Hell, man, it was just my birthday. I don't like that, man. You know, from the 31st to the 19th real quick, and that's very scary.
Oh, but, I know, in August, once my birthday hit in August, I already know. Yeah. It's about to be cold. It gets depressing.
Yeah, but listen, this is the good season for the good love. Man, speaking on the good loving, the good relationships, you know, what we usually base these topics off on this podcast. We got something very entertaining today. We was going to do something else, but after me and P sat for a few minutes and figured out what we was going to do, you know, we want to touch on a lot of these finances and stuff in these relationships and a lot of these red flags to follow, per se. We got a way to put it together. Don't worry, y'all. But I asked this question on my IG a week ago. I said, would you settle with somebody that got paid way less than you to the point where they could maybe only cover a bill or two? Would you settle with that person if love was overweighing everything, right? So let's just say you make maybe $5K a month and your counterpart makes maybe $1K a month. But they're a good person, you know, they don't cheat. They come home, you know, that they treat you well, and all this, that, and the third, right? Would you say no to this person or eventually break this relationship up just because of how expensive the economy is nowadays? Like, listen, man, you can't buy a straw for nothing less than $6, man. And that's an exaggeration, but shit is really going up, man. You know, from food to gas, hell, P, no, because she be driving. From
pool. I was like, $45, yeah.
From food to gas to everything. So that's the question, y'all. And I know I already put it up, but you can answer the poll in your head as to whether you would do it or not, or whether you would consider somebody with a lower income a red flag. You can answer this as we go along, but we just gonna speak on it today, give a few of our opinions, you know, and let y'all know how we feel about it. Me personally, listen, my rent $2,500. Yes, I split it with people, but my rent $2,500. Don't you come here with that bullshit, okay? You got to do something. At the same time, I'm so self-reliant. I rely on me so much. I never want you to feel like you can say that you did anything for me. So I'm on the fence a little bit. One part of me is like, my rent costs a lot of money. The other part of me is like, but when I'm ready to kick you out, I'm ready to kick you out. If that ever has to happen. I don't know how P feel about it.
See, I got mixed opinions because I usually try to set myself up where I can cover everything. I don't need anybody's help in case anything happens. I've been in a roommate situation, but even when I had a roommate, I made sure if she decided, fuck it, I'm leaving, I could pay rent, I could pay gas, all of that. So I've always set myself up. So even with being with a partner, if I can fully take care of everything, mm-hmm. I don't really have to worry about it. Yes, is it nice? Cool, you picked up the electric bill, you picked up the cable bill, or whatever. It's still a bill, it still contributes to the house.
Yeah.
If I take care of everything, you take care of groceries with your little bit, we good. I'm never gonna get mad at you. But also, that puts in how much effort are you gonna put? Do you have potential to do something? Are you only on this little bit of income because you get an SSI check or you get a disability check? Or you're trying to get food stamps and you need to have your money a certain way, yeah. All those play a factor into it, you know? You lying to the government saying, nah, I'm homeless and this and that.
Yeah.
Cool, as long as you pop them food stamps, I'm not even gonna be mad at you. But you do get tired of being the only person
And you know somebody selling food stamps?
I wish. And then I wouldn't necessarily consider that a red flag. A red flag is if you don't care about staying in that situation for a long time. So we've been together for a year.
What do you mean by that?
So if we be together for a year and you're still happy making that minimum or whatever, and you're not contributing, right, you're like, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But if you know, hey, I think I want to get a better job, I want to make more money, you got to want something for yourself.
Yeah.
For me to rock with you like that. But if you're happy being content, I'm not 100% sure on that.
So my thing is, right, if you're a good woman, I'm going to bring you in the door, right? But it's about what you do when I let you in that door. That's going to really show me that you really that good woman that I believe you are. Like, if you come in the door, you working at McDonald's, right? You flip a burger, you know, you get $14, $15 an hour versus my over 20. I'm not going to tell you my exact pay rate. I'm not stupid. But versus my over 20, over 21, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to deal with it just because I know how it is to, like, be in the struggle and be down for a minute and all of that stuff. But if we in 2-3 months and you ain't even talked about getting a new job with a higher pay, I don't know, man.
I got an example, not putting my ex's business out there. Mm-hmm. But I made more than my ex hourly because, you know, I got 3 jobs. So, of course, I'm making more.
That's the hustle man, just to let y'all know, that's the hustle man. But from what the conversation we had before I turned this podcast on, she ain't available right now. She ain't with nobody, but she ain't available. I can't believe it either, but continue.
Because I gotta protect my feelings and stuff, so I gotta chill for the moment. But I make more than her, or I made more than her because I had the 3 jobs. She's a waitress. I'm never gonna knock a waitress because in 2 days, she can make more than what one of my little checks be. And I just be sitting there like, you really banked a band like it was nothing. And that be in tips. So where I was handling stuff with checking accounts, she was handling stuff with cash. Like, hey, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of that. Whatever. So I'm not going to knock a person that make less than me. Because that person being a waitress, and that's now I see why people be like, yo, I like that quick money. Quick money. You know?
Yeah.
That's the same way I'm...
But it's not a lot of money, though, if you're a waiter.
Nah. Depends on the time of the year and everything. When I say her tips be tipping, like, she was getting good-ass money. You handed me $500 in cash like it's nothing. You selling drugs? Well, what you really doing at the restaurant? But I would go up there and I would see and I'd be like, oh, shit, you know? And then some restaurants automatically tip the waiters and waitresses. That shit be on the bill already, so they getting money off of that. Mm-hmm. So I never got mad that she made less than me. I'm like, you making $2-3 an hour, but your tips is being way more than what I bring home after Uncle Sam take a little bit of his money.
It's right there, right? Like I said, it's nothing wrong with, you know, being in the struggle for a minute, because we've all been in the struggle at some point, right? I mean, even beyond financials, like, somebody, you gonna struggle somewhere, like, we humans, but it's that drive. And then my thing is, too, even if I let you, you know, come rock out with me for a little while with your smaller income and shit like that, I don't want you to get too comfortable. You feel me? Because I'm all for rocking with somebody in the struggle, but sometimes people get too comfortable, right? They get too comfortable with the help. And I want you to have some sort of motivator and some drive somewhere. So if it's going to be a red flag for me to ask you if you're looking for a new job every day, then we probably shouldn't be together. Because I'm not going to try to pick what you know. I know how it is. I've been in the struggle many points of my life as far as in the work field. But if it's going to be a red flag for me to try to better you or push you towards better, I don't want you. And at the same time, it's like weird, because I know if I met a woman that made a lot more than me, I would feel some type of way if she, you know what I'm saying, was on my neck like that. So I don't know how I can say I can do it.
No, I use that as motivation. I use that as a, and I've met people that say, hey, you want to continue doing 2 and 3 jobs. Why don't you try to switch into this industry and do 1 job? You're going to get paid what you make at 3. You're going to get paid at that 1. So as I'm getting older, I do look at that like, hey, I do need to kind of see what my options is and start slowing down and everything. and looking for the one job. So I don't really judge people when it comes to that, because everybody got an issue, like everybody got something going on. But also being open and bright-eyed and everything comes with the whole missing people's red flags. Mm-hmm. Some people be showing me red flags and that shit be looking like carnival. And I'd be like, oh, well, I didn't think it was that bad, or being positive. So now I hit that stage where you show me once, cool, it's noted, that's your red flag. That's what it is. Am I gonna deal with it? I don't have to deal with it. We choose to deal with a lot of things that we deal with. So mm-hmm. it definitely makes sense in right. paying attention to red flags and dealing with finances. I feel finances is a touchy subject in a lot of relationships.
Yeah. And so, you know what? Just like we speak about, you know, not letting nobody come in the door, or what we expect for people coming in the door, whether we're going to deal with the struggle or not. We got to think about later on in life, you could meet that person and y'all could both be at the same income or even better, you know what I'm saying? But then later on, something could happen.
Yeah, you know,
that person might get injured on a job or anything like that. Are you willing to deal with that financial change in the household? Like, this person ain't working as much, or
people
person,
getting sick. All of a sudden, you went to the doctor, you thought you was good, and now you got breast cancer, and it's like, now I got to figure out how I'm paying for these meds and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything we do is a choice. You could choose to deal with somebody, you could choose not to deal with somebody, or what you're gonna put up with. Things change.
Yeah. Real quick, too. Real quick.
I've read stories where people, man and woman, about to get a divorce, the guy hits the lottery. We still get a divorce.
Yeah.
You mad because I'm a millionaire
what
now.
What if the divorce was because of money problems? Do you then stay?
Hell no. I'm still getting my divorce. Oh, he got money now. No, I'm not going to look at him like, nah.
It's insanity. Don't leave me, girl. I'm not going nowhere. We divorcing and you hit the lottery. What, 70 million within our, we're not, I want to contest.
But that's why also people do the prenups to protect themselves with finances. Some actor, he's going through a divorce. It might be his second or third marriage. And he had stated like, yo, every time I get married and find it with a divorce, they just be taking mad money. Mm-hmm. And that's understandable. You got more money than me. So, wild, I gave you two kids, cool. Like, look at Janet Jackson. She did that shit smart. She married, what was it? Somebody from the UAE or Dubai, that area, whatever. He put in there, if they stayed married for, I think, 5 years, she got 100 mil. If she gave him a son, she got another 100 mil on top of that.
Yeah.
Homegirl stayed married for 5 years, gave him a son, and then got a divorce. She walked away with 200 mil.
See, the Jacksons are smart, man. You know what I'm saying? They know how to do what they gotta do for their money. Working hard to the grand finesse. But that's not about, it's not about that. It's not about Janet, because Janet's thinking rich. It's about whether you are okay to deal with money going up or down. People's financial points. And I find this so crazy that I only hear this conversation as far as, you know, meeting somebody and when you start dating and when you start seeing somebody. I don't hear about this down the line. Marriage and
no, it should still 10, be there 20. Down the line.
I don't ever hear about it though. It's
you see a lot of women now. Women are moving like niggas now. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
What can you do for me? If all I'm giving you is pussy or whatever, you're not trying to help with these bills. You're trying to lay in my house. You're trying to move your PlayStation or your Xbox into my house and get real comfortable, but you ain't trying to do nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, the shit's ridiculous.
It don't make no sense. It's gotta
so now women is treating men like bitches.
Yeah. And I mean, look, rightfully so, right? Because if you put on the panties and you act like the bitch, that's how they should treat you. I had a situation at work. God, please forgive me because I'm trying to be better. But this pussy-ass nigga, you found me, telling me, telling people I'm talking about him crazy. You feel me? And this a whole man. You having it out with these whole niggas in this joint, you telling me. But that's besides the point. P just said bitch ass nigga, so I had to get that out of my system. I promise y'all I've been praying and going to therapy. But yeah. I always hear about this in the beginning. I don't hear about this in the middle of the relationship, something that could be a relationship problem, something that could be an issue.
But sometimes people don't discuss it if it's in the middle, like if it's the middle of a relationship, because some women's gonna get tired of asking for the same stuff. I'm asking you, it's not hard to buy your woman flowers. It's not hard to, even in conversation, and this is where I say, I know I'm a lover girl. I have a conversation and I'm like, hey, what you about to get your day into? Oh, I'm gonna run to Starbucks, I gotta get gas. You already getting that Cash App from me. I already sent you 50 for gas, and I sent you 20.
50 for gas?
Gas is expensive. I be doing the math. Like, and when I go to the gas station, I be like 345 times 14 gallon tank, whatever. So for me, you gonna get that random Cash App. Like, if that's gonna make your day a little bit easier, that's me. That's the lover.
What do you think about people that only date people for the money?
Sometimes, shit. I can't even get mad. Shit.
I mean, but technically, yeah, because that's not what you're supposed to be with a person for. Yes, money is helpful in any relationship or marriage, but dude, I see a lot of women, that's the first thing they say, he got some money, right? So you sell him pussy?
Nah, I just seen this. I don't even remember the lady's name.
No, they sell him pussy.
I don't knock sex workers. I know sex workers. So.
That's the first thing you think about. Speaking of red flags, which is this episode is based on also, that would be a red flag to me, fellas. So I don't understand how y'all don't see it immediately.
Niggas pay for pussy. I know somebody.
Yeah, I mean, everybody pay for pussy.
No, I'm talking about, like, literally, I have a friend. I'm allowed to promote her or whatever. Miss Secret Desires or whatever. That is her business. That's what she do. Niggas will drop a band or two to get 8 hours, to get pussy, to whatever.
And that's, like, fine. But
that's their prerogative on that. Yeah. So I don't knock people. That's what you choose to do. I respect her. So I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm talking about women that's like looking for relationships or going into relationships, and they're like, he gotta have this amount of money.
Because some people it's not unrealistic. Because I used to say, oh, that's unrealistic. People know what they want.
Yeah.
So if you automatically saying, I want you to be tall, I want you to have this, I want you to have that. Okay, you're speaking it out. That's what you want. I just seen a lady on TikTok. I cannot remember her name. She was going on a first date, had an eviction notice on her door. She didn't know they came and put the notice on her door. The guy came to her apartment and was like, oh, I'm here. She thought he was gonna be, oh, you know, I'm downstairs. He came upstairs, seen it. She was like, oh my God, I don't know. She ripped it, hit it, went on a date, had a good time. So then they're in a car, have a conversation. He's like, well, can we discuss that? And she was like, yeah, you know, I'm 2 months behind with my lease. And she's like, I'm coming up with a story. Like, my lease is about to end. I really don't care. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm moving out and whatever. Because he wanted to, he said, no, you shouldn't mess up your credit. That's not good. Pulled out his checkbook and wrote her a check for 6 bands. And that is her husband.
Ooh.
Because she said,
that's why I threw my husband.
She said, I took the check. I got out the car moving quickly. Bye-bye, this and that. And I told my friend, my friend was like, that's what you prayed for. That's what you put in the universe that you wanted. This man didn't get to taste you, didn't get to smash you, no nothing. First date.
No taste.
Pulled out a checkbook and gave you 6 bands. Ooh. To help you out. Girl, that was your blessing right there. That's her husband. She is now a housewife. She moved in within 2 months of dating him and everything and blinged out ring.
I don't know if I wanna bless somebody like that yet. Or if I wouldn't be that blessing at all. So if that's what you're looking for out of me, like, I'm just saying, if you got a crush on me or something right now and you trying to pursue me, even though I'm not active dating right now, if you ever try to do that in the future, I don't have 6 bands for you. I'm not giving you 6 bands. So I just want to let you know that now. But I don't knock the brothers that want to step in and be the heroes like that. I don't knock it. Will I allow a bitch to tell me how much she expect out of me, or how much she expect me to make when we just meet? No, because you don't need to know about that, and you don't need to put no sort of expectations on that. I want to know who you are, okay? We ain't even talking about that until it come down to how much you tipping, because I'm going to pay for the meal, I'm going to pay for the date and all the things that we do. But we ain't even talk about no money, so let's not even go there. Six bands is wild.
Hey,
but that's his wife now, so I mean, I guess it worked out accordingly.
That was the universe giving her her blessing. That was, she spoke about wanting a man that's going to, you know, because when you have financial
stuff. Come and save the day, I get it.
Yeah, when you have financial stuff, you really be like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to find a way. And the Lord be working in mysterious ways and finding a way.
No.
And that was that.
Did she take that $6,000?
No, she took the $6,000, paid her rent, and then when her lease ended, she ended up moving in with him and everything.
And
she even asked him, she said, what if...
How did she serve that man in the meantime?
I don't know. She didn't throw no backstory.
I mean, like, because if I'm going to give you six bands, you got to be doing it for me emotionally, mentally.
See? Nah. Physically, I've done stuff for people and I don't expect anything because I feel that...
Yeah, but... Six bands, babe?
Nah. If I have it, if I know I have the bank account to do it, and I'm really interested in the person, I'm going to do it and not have expectations of anything. Because when you expect stuff, you get your feelings hurt.
Shit. And I wish y'all could see my face right now.
Shit. And that's the problem. People be expecting stuff. Oh, well, I took you on a date. I expect you to fuck me. No, just because you went on a date, we may not have no chemistry.
It's not an expected thing. It's about how can I word this? It's a good fortune for good fortune. You can't do something for me?
Nah, I don't walk around expecting anything to be done.
That's something, text message or a hello or maybe that's a normal phone call.
That's
talk
normal,
about
but
my
see, that's normal shit.
Yeah, but that's what I said. I said beyond money. I said I wouldn't. Like, if I had $6,000 to give, I wouldn't give it and, like, an attempt to, like, get it back. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, what can you do for me?
Nah, I don't look.
Mentally,
I don't walk into that situation.
I'm not giving you $6,000.
And it all depends. See, that's where we're different.
Nah.
If I have the money and I do it, cool. It is what it is. That's me putting out into the universe. I've had a situation where I was at an ATM. I had no fucking money. Checked my account. That shit said... I said, damn, I don't even know how I'm about to eat. Random man I've never met a day in my life gave me $20 and he said, this is your blessing. And I was like, never caught his name, no nothing. This happened when I was like in my 20s or whatever. Mm-hmm. Until this day, that's all I remember. So for me, a complete stranger gave me money. That's when shit was cheaper. Mm-hmm. But...
Oh, that's different, right? Like, if... I'm doing this act of service out on the street, right? Like, I'm giving a homeless person some money. Or even, like, you know, co-workers or people at my job. No, I don't expect that back. That's me showing love. So it's different in the instance of, like, showing love, right? I get that. But we, in an active relationship, we already showing love. Love is what this relationship should be based on, or trust, or building, you know. We already building something there, so I'm not giving it to you out of love. I'm giving it to you because I'm your partner, and ultimately I expect something of it. Like I said, y'all, not money, because I'm not that person. You feel me? I'm not even money based. I said in the beginning of this episode, bitch, you can work at McDonald's, make
hey,
14,
McDonald's,
15 hours flipping
making,
burger. I don't care.
They can make it 15. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I've been there, so I don't care. She may, you feel me? If we fuck with each other, we fuck with each other. But at some point, it's gotta be a, oh, I'm looking for this. I'm trying to do this. And I'll push you towards that. I'll support you. Because the rent costs money. And let me tell you something. These old white people and all of them up in Congress, they not about to take inflation down. It's not about to happen. So life just about to keep going up. And I want to be able to know that I can trust you to handle half of this, or however we establish it. Hell, we can even do 40-60. I'll do 60% of the bills. And as I get more money, because I'm just going to keep getting more money, I plan to elevate in any career I go into. I'll do 70. You know what I'm saying? I'll put most of the pressure on me. But, no, man. So, do y'all see that as a red flag, man? You know what I'm saying? Financial problems, people not coming into the door financially at where you want them to be. Y'all let me know, because of course this episode will be posted between today and tomorrow. Y'all let me know.
Like I said, everybody's different. It all depends. Not even on a relationship type, but take me and JB, for example. I was having an issue straight for my birthday. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to pay a bill? You want me to get you a gift? Or how you want to handle it? Bro gave me straight 500 and was like, yo, go put that on whatever bill that you got, you know? So it was unexpected. Me, when it comes to gifts, the littlest thing makes me happy. I've had people make me a plate of food and I'm excited. Like, yo, you really fuck with me? Thank you. Like, and it's never expected. I always don't walk in expecting anything. If I do something for you, I don't expect you to reciprocate. Like, I appreciate the people that always say, yeah, thank you, this and that. Manners goes a long way.
Yeah.
You show me that you're appreciative of it, cool, I like it. But I don't ever have an expectation like, I did XYZ, so now you gotta do XYZ. Yeah. So, but that's just always been my outlook of putting positive in the universe.
Well, maybe it's just me, because I've been in a lot of relationships where I'm the breadwinner, right? And they get comfortable with this, right? Comfortable with the fact that they could just, for instance, like, you know, play up in my crib, you know, and chill, and I'm gonna order food and all of that. And like this time, when I stepped into a serious situation, you know, I might not want money back, but I want you to serve me too. Like, you ain't gonna get comfortable here. Again, I don't mind you working a low income job, a Wendy's or anything like that. I didn't been there, but at some point, you gotta wanna serve this situation more. I'm not going to say me, this situation, because serving me is serving you. We're making a healthier relationship. We're building and this trust and all of that. But yeah, so outside of money, P, what you see as red flag, man? As we know, we talk about red flags a lot on the internet and our personal conversations. If money is not the red flag, then what's the red flag? And we ain't gonna keep this going too much longer, y'all. We got another 15 minutes. Actually, we're gonna stop for a break and then I'll bring it right back, y'all. So I'll talk to the show. We'll be right back. We back. We had to, you know, get ourselves together real quick, have some bathroom breaks, you know, all that good stuff. But anyhow, like I was saying, red flags, Pete, red flags, man. Doo-doo stains?
Hygiene is a red flag.
No, listen, a huge red flag. And here's my thing, right? You don't have to wear perfume every day. You ain't got to do none of that stuff, man. But I don't know. I feel like a woman's hygiene is so important. Like, I shouldn't smell, period, and you not on your period. Okay. You ain't got to be no supermodel. You ain't got to wear no wigs every day or nothing like that. But your hair should be some type of presentable. Okay. I'm one to talk because I got in locks and my shit woof a whole lot. But they locks, yo. You feel me? So we ain't gonna go there. They locks. But I got this person, and I'm not going to say who they are, whether it's a friend or a coworker, whatever. Just know it ain't P, y'all. It's not P.
Yeah, that's
but not. It's not P. But the cuckoo stink. And it's like, you grown, but it stink. It stink. And to be dating and, you know, seeing people romantically, you should want to do better for yourself. I don't understand why people don't. So that's one of my red flags. You was right, P. Hygiene.
Hygiene's a big one. I can't really get mad at you about your hair. Like, that's yet another thing. Me, I'm paid for it if I want to take care of it. I've done that in relationships.
Are you? Because, you know, wigs are like $300.
Yes. Man. I've dropped $300-$400 on wigs. Ooh. And not care. Like, is that what you want? Oh, which one you like? I want you to be red this time. I want you to be blonde this time. So, I pay for it if that makes my person happy. Keeping your nails done, if that makes you happy, cool, we go on a routine. I need the one pointing that shit out, talking about, yo, it's about time you get your nails done, right?
I just feel like, what I'm buying a wig for $300-$400, and you just gonna take it off. You won't have it on for a week. That's like this girl. I work with this girl, right? You know what I'm saying? Real nice girl, whatever. Something about a feed and braid or something like that. Freestyle braids. Some sort of braids. $300-$400. You feel me? And how long did it take? It was going to take 3 hours.
Yeah. Women's hair take a while.
They were straight backs.
It all depends. It depends if she was getting that shit blown out. It depends who was doing it. You're paying a person for their services. That person's standing over you. Back probably hurting. Feet probably hurting. Realistically, my locks is probably 200 getting done.
Hey, listen to me, man. They wasn't microbes. They was individuals.
It all depends. People are paying for services. If I learn how to do lashes, like, I already know how to put strips on, but if I learn how to do individuals, you know how much money I can make doing chicks' eyelashes?
So you paying for the time? Is that what
you're saying? You're paying for a person's time. Realistically, my hair takes 20 minutes to do. When I had to go to the shop, I was dropping $150, $175 just to get a wash, a retwist. If I want to get a style, it was a little bit more because I'm in a shop. Then I go to the barber shop. I get a shape up. That's about 35. Then I tip. So that's about 40 right there.
All right. So I get it, right? Because I spend $35 on my haircut and I spend $1 on my retwist. So I spend $35 on my hair monthly as far as the maintenance. But that's nothing compared to $300-$400 for some wigs,
I know that can add up. So I
think
that's
insanity, yo. That women, and we were just talking about that earlier with the inflation going up. Like, am I willing to take on a woman that spent $300-$400 on a wig?
And that's up to you. Literally, I've seen a thing where a guy said, before I start dating a woman, I'll go through her Instagram and see if I can afford her. I was like, you know what? That's some deep shit. I want to see if the vacation she want to take or her maintenance, is that going to match up with my finances? Mm-hmm. So she won't be calling me a broke nigga, this and that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of deep. Mm-hmm. But yet again,
I guess we truly did.
I pay. Yes, you choose what you want, what you're going to do. And I will pay hair, nails, buy a loan. I know I've easily dropped 4 or 5. Cool. And if I don't have it initially, I know I'm going to go do Lyft and be like, yo, that's the play money or whatever. Me, you figure I'm getting a retwist once a month. I'm getting a shape up once a month because I don't want my shit being pushed back or whatever. Then I get a wax on top of that. Now I'm about to try to slide getting The wax?
Yes, I get bazillions, like,
now I'm about to slide massages in there. So, my upkeep, and I get my toes done. So, yes, my upkeep alone is expensive, but I know if I'm dealing with somebody and I want to see you a certain way or whatever, or if that's what you like.
Let me tell you something. Cool. Off the record, he is a strong motherfucker because I ain't getting no goddamn Brazilian. No, that was a surprise to me. Yeah, we friends, but I didn't even know that. It's crazy, P. But
nah, I've been going to the same person for a minute. I have a relationship. I literally line everybody up around the same time. I go see Key before Key retired, but I go see Key, get my hair done. I go see C-Right, go get that shape up. I go see Leah to go take care of that wax. And now I'm adding one more person for the massage. Mm-hmm. That's how I like taking care of myself, making sure I'm good.
I'm a little different.
I can't walk into no relationship. You can't talk about my hygiene because I'm always trying to look good. I'm always trying to smell good.
Yeah, I'm a little different. I usually just buy a nice cologne and make sure I keep my hair, you know, up a certain way and, you know, make sure I look presentable. That's usually my self-care. Though I am going to start going to the nail salon, getting my feet done, because the fucking feet thing be feeling good, y'all. Whatever that thing is called, that they put your feet in, they scrape them and all that stuff, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, it's getting your feet done, that shit's nice.
When do you believe, P, that people should introduce red flags or talk about red flags? Should it be the first date, the first phone conversation? Like, should people just get it out the way? Or should people to show them?
It depends on people's level of communication. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just dating them and you're not trying to move in immediately, know nothing, you'll pay attention. You'll start paying attention to people's red flags.
Yeah.
But we as people get so excited with that new relationship energy, you don't see any of that. Mm-hmm. You got coke bottles on to all that BS.
No, not
but,
me.
But then 6 months to a year down the road, you're seeing some stuff and you're like, I never noticed that. Because you were so hyped and get them
so
feelings.
So high off the, yeah.
So then once you notice it, you either can address it or you can leave it alone. It depends on how deep of a red flag.
For me right now, you know, when I step into my new season of dating, I'm evaluating all of that. And I know I didn't do it before and that's where I went wrong. But I don't know, I don't want to be that person that just don't give nobody a chance, but as soon as you do something, I see it's a red flag.
No, I had an ex like that.
We ain't doing that. I need you to get that together, because I'll be up out of here.
I had a little Virgo ex.
Yeah. Well, it'd be us Virgos, too.
Big Virgo. And she had a theory. She said, you fuck up one time, that's it. I'm only giving you one time.
And that's crazy.
And I was like, yo. And she would go through people, and we still talk here and there. Like, she'll say happy birthday to me, I say happy birthday to her.
She's probably my 40th person right now.
She would be like, I'm not. You're not going to have a chance to play with me, you know. It's what I want to deal with. If I want to deal with it, I don't want to deal with it. So, A, you're protecting yourself, but B, it's you're never going to give anybody a chance to get to know them. Mm-hmm. But I understand about them boundaries. So it's like, oh, that's understandable. You ain't really trying to fuck with that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you see a person's red flag.
And I'm like that now. Well, I'm going to be like that because it's like, at this point in my life, I'm looking for something stable. You feel me? I'm looking for the real deal, right? And I don't really got time to be playing with nobody's door and that. So you just may as well walk into the talking situation knowing that I'm going to tell you when I don't like something, and vice versa. You can tell me the same thing, like, look, I don't like this, I don't like that, because I feel like the right situation is all about building and learning, and it's not going to always be, you know, sunshine and rainbows. I actually seen a video the other day. You know, I'm a highly spiritual person, y'all, so this was a religious video, and it said something along the lines of, you may meet the one, and you may have doubts, but that doesn't mean that that's not the one. That just means that you're human and that your emotions are intact, because you may see something or feel something that you don't like, and you may have to bring it to their attention. That's not necessarily a red flag. It just shows that you're concerned with the building and your trust in the relationship. So I'm going to be the one to be like, hey, look, I don't like how loud you are. Just these are just examples. So I really don't like loud women. Y'all can like loud women if y'all want to. I don't. I don't like this. I don't like how you post this on social media. I don't like the type of energy you're giving up. And I think that that's real important in the beginning to sort of establish that. And it's not going to always, like I said, be sunshine and rainbows and peaches and all of that good stuff. It's not going to always be that. But you got to get comfortable with correcting somebody, challenging somebody, and expressing what you don't like to people. We see a lot of divorce and a lot of breakups nowadays, and I think that's part of the reason. There's no communication, but go ahead, B.
So you said social media. Yeah. That's something that we actually said we was going to touch on or whatever,
yeah.
Is following people, following each other on social media.
Mm.
A lot of people, I ran into people that don't follow their spouse.
Mm.
They just, you got your stuff, I got my stuff.
Mm. That's a good one, man.
It's a big trust thing with that. I feel like we have too much access to things nowadays, because back in the day, and I feel old saying that, but we didn't have social media. You met somebody at the bar, you met somebody at the library. Shit, where we're at, you can bump into somebody and like them and end up exchanging numbers or whatever. But we have so much access to social media, you may get upset that your girl posted a nice picture. And you'd be like, oh, take that down. It's a thirst trap. I'm not going to, you know, control what you do. You know who you're in a relationship with. You know boundaries and being respectful. The same way I know boundaries and being respectful if I'm going to entertain people that's on my social media.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I guess I get it, right? Like, it can be a thirst trap depending on what she got on or anything like that. And I feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't want to make your partner uncomfortable like that, right? Like if you post a picture of, like, you know, what girls wear as wardrobe nowadays, which is lingerie, which is bedroom shit, but we ain't gonna get into that. If you post that type of picture, knowing your partner is on your platform, or people know of your partner on your platform, it's a little disrespectful.
That's when you check them.
Yes, you are hitting that. Yes, that's your girl, or whatever the case, but you don't want to be respectful of me because we're in a relationship together?
That's a conversation you have, and that's where the clear-cut communication.
Because I'm not up there. I'm not in social media in my drawers. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm not hopping fresh out the shower and getting on social media. That's just out of respect. I don't want to show my body. But if I see you on the other side of it, and even if it's in your close friends, on the other side of it, and you get titties is out, ass is shaking.
But that's where that's where you have that conversation, like, hey, this is my views on this, and that's for your person to decide if they want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not going to take social media serious. Cool. You want to shake your ass, you want to do this, you want to do that, because you're trying to get attention. Obviously, my attention's not enough. I'm good. I don't have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of that is sometimes I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, you're shaking ass on me. At the end of the day, I'm the one eating, doing everything.
Yeah.
So I kind of leave it alone. Like, I was big on being close with people on social media, in relationships or dating or whatever. But then when you break up, it's like now you're living to see what they're doing, or now you're posting stuff on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We get too controlled with that. So it is what it is. Like for me, you're going to catch me a lot on my Snap. I post random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This morning at work, I posted a gang of turkeys outside and I said, gang, gang shit.
Gang, gang.
That might be the only thing you see on my social media for a few days. And you'd be like, was she kicking it with the turkeys? Like, what the fuck is she doing? Then if I feel like I'm having a good hair day, I may post a picture or whatever. But a lot of times, I don't really care with that social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do love to share memes. I'm big on that. Like, I'm gonna tag you and stuff or share it. But as far as me trying to control what you post, if you respect me, you're not going to go out your way to be disrespectful.
I agree. I agree completely. Listen, y'all. We got a lot that we could talk about. From red flags to what did we start it off with, to money, to a lot of things in relationships. And we will, believe me, we got pages of ideas and suggestions. So if we didn't touch on something you wanted us to touch on today, let us know. Of course, this will be posted as soon as I can sit my ass down and edit it for an hour or two. Fortunately, I'm a little busy today, so y'all won't have it right away. But by the time y'all listening to this, of course, it's up. So let us know if we didn't get to what we what y'all wanted us to get to. Let us know more suggestions. Let us know how y'all like this episode. I got P a new mic, so hopefully y'all hear P a little bit better. Hopefully y'all hear me a little bit better. God willing, by the end of the year, we will have an editor, or I'll be so good at editing, I don't need to hire one. But yeah, thank you for rocking with us, man. We hope that y'all have a very blessed and successful weekend. Are we saying this on Tuesday? But we missed Monday. We was busy yesterday. I don't know what we got cooking for next week's episode, but we will be back next week, either Monday or Tuesday. We haven't decided yet. And reach out to us on socials. Well, reach out to me on socials. P don't fuck with y'all like that on socials. Okay, y'all will see she tagged me in a...
I'll tag you all the time.
Yeah, she'll tag me.
Because I've been treating Facebook for, like, family, like grandma. And even stuff I'll be posting on there, my mom will be like, you know your family. And?
P don't fuck with y'all like that. So hit me up. Tay_not_you_. I gave y'all the underscore in the beginning. The first time I didn't mean to do that, so I'm on IG, Taynotyou, TayNotYou_. All Talk No Show has an official Facebook page, and it's literally All Talk No Show. My name is Tay Silver on Facebook, and that's about it, y'all. P, you want to say anything to these people before we wrap it up, man?
Hey, we're positive out there.
We're positive out there, man. Make sure you talk about your red flags, man.
Make sure you talk about your own red flags.
Yeah, that's an important thing too. Listen, we gonna bring it back for y'all next week. So we be coming up with stuff at the last minute. But we love y'all, man. Have a safe week. Thank you for rocking with us one more week, man. It's All Talk No Show with Tay and P.
Peace.